Now, back to a couple of guys who thought Lassie could never really do any of that stuff anyway, and that Timmy was the brains of the operation. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a returning guest on the line, Derek Druschel, who is the owner and general manager of Joey's Pet Outfitters on Grand River in Williamston. Welcome back to the show, Derek.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, it's our pleasure to have you. Derek, we've been talking a lot this morning about pet safety and preparation and things you do in the spring because of the change in weather, and especially with the mild winter. One of the things we've talked with you about in the past is the issue of nutrition. How does nutrition change from the warmer weather versus the colder weather? What kind of things can people do that they couldn't do previous because the animals are more active?
Well, I mean, certainly a dog can probably take a little bit higher calorie intake in the summer or in the spring when they're exercising a little bit more. You know, of course, some dogs do exercise more in the winter, but, you know, usually that's kind of a sled dog thing that they'll be eating more during the winter, and that's not the typical experience for an owner. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they can eat more calories, but ultimately it's really a common sense thing. We've been trying to, you know, explain to folks here that the biggest issue we see is not the calorie count, which for a long time has been the way people have discussed, you know, weight loss and weight maintenance in the human world, and we're seeing the negative effects of that in pets as well. It's not about the calorie count. It's really about the quality of the calories and what the dogs are taking in, and then actually whether or not they're getting the exercise. You're seeing some of this in the human world with, like, the paleo diet or the Primal Blueprint is a book by, I believe the guy's name is Mark Zissin, that really, especially dogs, Zissin's point is that humans aren't really meant to eat grains. Well, just take that even further with a dog or especially a cat. They're carnivores.
Yeah.
And the carbohydrates, really, they just stimulate insulin production. You know, you have excess glucose in the bloodstream, and it just leads to all sorts of health problems, diabetes, cancer. I mean, there's an epidemic of cancer in the pet population. And a lot of these foods, sadly, that market themselves as being high meat or low grain or grain-free, they're really not. Or, you know, if they're quote-unquote grain-free, they just have some other starchy carbohydrate,
sure,
like potatoes in
potato,
there.
Potato, yeah.
And not a lot of meat. And so the dog is really not getting the improved diet that the customer thinks they're getting.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, of course, you know, a lot like many humans, they're not getting the exercise either. You know, and that's why we put the dog park in is, you know, if we're going to truly do what we're talking about here and live by what we preach, you know, you have to have a total approach to the dog's health, and the dog needs to eat better, but the dog needs its exercise too. And so that's why we're trying to give people a place to really let the dog run free.
When we last talked, I believe, or at least the last time we talked about your dog park, we were out there, and it was opening day. Now, that was many months ago. I can't remember how long ago it was. Maybe you do.
Last summer.
Yeah.
August.
But how is it now? What if somebody comes back out? What's different, and can they really get involved? And what are they? What can they expect if they do come out?
Well, I don't know if there's too much different in terms of the landscape at the park right now. I guess we're trying to grow more grass and make sure that the grounds are well maintained.
Give somebody a visual of what it is, because even though we were out there looking at it, not everybody caught our show that day. I'm sure almost everybody caught our show, but not everybody caught our show. Why don't you give a visual of what that? The only reason I bring this up, Derek, is that I haven't traveled a lot of dog parks, but I was really impressed with yours as far as the fact that you had all kinds of environments for them, and you did have a lot of space.
Sure, I appreciate it. It's about a 7, maybe 8-acre park total. There's about a 1-acre pond as well, which is pretty deep in the middle. I mean, it's a full-blown pond. It's not just a little gully or something like that. So there's lots of swimming to be had. We've been adding sand. That might be maybe the most the best feature, the most distinctive feature since August. Maybe you might see more sand around kind of the beach area on the south side of the pond, just trying to add to that.
Maybe keeping the dogs a little cleaner?
Try trying.
That's not possible,
course,
is it?
Of course, we call my dog. She likes to get out of the pond after fetching, and then she drops and rolls, and she looks like a powdered donut. So that's what we call her. And she's completely covered in sand, and I'm brushing sand out of her for a week. You know, it's all over my house. It's just, she takes the sand home with us, and so we actually have to replenish a lot of the sand thanks to all our dogs just taking it away. But, yeah, just working on the grounds and allowing the grass to mature. We planted fescue around the grounds because it's extremely tough. You'll see it on a lot of, you know, the nice sports fields in America. Professional sports fields are Bermuda and Kentucky blue, but when a place is looking for cost effectiveness and toughness of a grass, it's going to get torn up a lot. They use fescue. So that's what we use in our park. And it's held up very well. We're pretty impressed with the lack of mud. Really, the only issue we had so far with mud was the parking area. We actually had people doing donuts and running it out. They thought that was funny. But we've put some crushed asphalt back there, and it's, you know, we had a pretty wet season there. Had a lot of rain rather than snow in the winter. But now that that's starting to subside, we've got a pretty good little parking area out back, and just trying to make things improved. We hope to have a pavilion built for some shade sometime this summer. We had hoped to do it in December, but got held up by the township and such. So.
Interesting.
Just going to continue to add amenities and things to make the place more owner and dog friendly.
And Derek, what kind of things should people prepare for when they come out to the dog park? I mean, when they come out there, are there any requirements that they have to meet? How does that procedure work exactly?
Well, we have some rules, and we've posted them on our website, and we also have them posted right there as you come in. You know, the biggest thing about it is really the mentality and the attitude. Some of the things that we see a lot of times are maybe a little bit too much excited talk or behavior or baby talk from the owners. Things that just create an environment of overexcitement. One of the things that, you know, we talk to folks about is, you know, you see a fight happen or something like that, and people will naturally scream, and, you know, or something, oh, my God. Well, what does that sound like to a dog? And, you know, there's a reason they make toys with squeakers in them. It sounds like screaming prey. And that's encouraging and enjoyable to a predator animal. And so all that does is heighten the excitement, heighten the intensity of the fight. We don't expect people to make it like a library out there, but generally just, you know, realize that more deep breaths, less talking, less yelling, things like that. Really, it's just about the attitude that people have when they come to the park, not so much a lot of nitpicky things about when you drop the leash and things like that, that will make a much better experience for the owners and the dogs.
Right. And in terms of the age of the dog, are there any requirements regarding puppies, not bringing them out there?
We do have a rule, you know, and honestly, I don't have the rules in front of me at the moment. I believe the earliest is 6 months. It might be 4 months that the dog is permitted. And I think it's six. And really, by default, the puppies are not allowed in there anyway because they're not spayed or neutered. Not that an unspayed or neutered puppy is really an issue, but we don't permit unspayed or unneutered dogs in the park. Those just create issues from the very beginning.
Not to mention parental stuff.
Yeah, we don't permit small children in there, and just like I was talking about the screaming and the baby talk, of course, I mean, children just naturally are going to behave in a manner that's going to create some unnecessary excitement. I mean, certainly you want the dogs to be excited and you want them to have fun. You know, people hear when they talk about a dog being made obedient or going through training, I've heard people say, oh, I don't want to break the dog's spirit. Don't worry. This is the spirit that the dog is meant to have. It's a spirit of being under leadership and having a kind of a job and a purpose and having things to do. Their spirit isn't even close to broken. They're plenty happy being in an environment where they know this is time to be a dog. And I think a lot of times people think that a dog is supposed to be in a heightened state of excitement, and that's their spirit. No, really, they want to be in that balanced state where they have a sense of purpose, you know, and they can focus on, you know, being in the moment and doing what they're doing, you know, sniffing things out,
right,
going on a pack walk with their owner. you know.
And having a good time like they should. Derek, I'm afraid we've run out of time, but I want to thank you for coming on the show and talking with us. We've been speaking this morning with Derek Druschel, who is the owner and general manager of Joey's Pet Outfitters and Joey's Dog Park, which is located right on Grand River, just west of Williamston. So you can have a great time out there, especially with your pet. So it's definitely something to think about. Thank you, Derek.
Thanks. Always a pleasure, Jeff.
Oh, we appreciate it. And Rick, we've run out of time, as we always do. So on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Cruz, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. We'll speak with you again next weekend on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, right here on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. And please take good care of your pets. Have a great weekend, everybody.